Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
One of the biggest things I see... Most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Welcome to Just After 10 O'Clock. It is Klein Alley's show. Back in your ear holes, or if you're watching, we are streaming live on YouTube right now. Thanks to Ginger Justin, who is keeping the show rolling there. This hour, we got more access for you to come to the Endless Summer Kegger with the Slightly Stupid happening in Newport Beach. It's been a while since we've taken this cast of characters over to the OC, and people said it's long overdue, so we can't wait to go over there and hang out, drink together, eat together, enjoy some live music and other shenanigans that we cannot get into on the radio. That'll be happening September 3rd, and you must win your way in. So tickets coming up later this hour, plus a petty claims court battle. Two people battling it out. I think they are roommates slash maybe related roommates that are dealing with something. They'll be dealing with it over the radio. You'll determine who's right, who's wrong. So you got jury duty to look forward to coming up this hour on the show. If you're new listener or you have no short-term memory, I'm Klein. There's Allie.
Morning.
That is DJ Omar Khan over there. Jay-Z Nerd back there. And Postmaster Johnny and producer Vanessa taking the calls at 800-520-1067. And then the GOAT line is there when we're not. And that number is 844-956-GOAT.
Hi, Klein and Allie. Penny is Greg here, 126 in the morning.
So he's moving at the normal speed for Pantyhose Greg. He thought he had a real problem he was dealing with, but luckily problem averted.
Tuesday morning. I'm watching Funny You Should Ask and listening to the radio. So anyways, about chemists, I go, oh, damn, I'm out of weed, right? And then I kind of move over in my bed and move the blanket, and a big old nugget rolls out. It's my lucky night. I'm so happy.
So he thought he had no weed, and then all of a sudden he moved his blanket and he found a little spare nug in there, which is, for him, that's about the greatest thing that happens.
Yeah, usually it's the carcass of a rat that he finds when he moves his blanket.
Immediately, though, his mood changed because, you know, he is our on-beat entertainment reporter unofficially, and he had to call back with this breaking entertainment news.
Hi, Climbing Alley listeners. We're live with the entertainment report. I'm Penny O'Scragg, and I'm here with some sad news to report. Caden Pantiera has passed away.
Oh,
okay. We don't know what happened. It's tragic.
Okay.
It's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, her name alone was so cool. Caden Pantiera.
So that was a nice tribute right there from Pantyhose Greg, and that's why he is our unofficial entertainment reporter.
What I love is that he starts off with "This is live" when it's not live in any way.
Live for him.
And it's like 4 days old at this point.
Yeah, so now you're all caught up on what's going on with that man, Pantyhose Greg. Somber for you now. Show continues next, and then your petty claims court battle over the airwaves. KROQ. K-Rock Line Alley Show. I know that you will argue that I'm the type of person that would complain about a picture that is then misleading to what it is you're actually getting because I'm in the middle of fighting about this ice cream cake situation.
But you're in many fights right now.
You're not in the fight
about the cake. You're in a fight about the color of the shirt.
I'm not in that many fights.
Things that are misleading.
This guy who works at Jersey Mike's, you know, Allie and I love Jersey Mike's, but he's asking people to stop harassing him because they've got apparently they're promoting some sort of a sandwich there, which they do. And the picture that they have up there is a giant picture of the sandwich with chips and a drink, because that's a better picture than just the sandwich. And it's saying, try the sandwich for $8, okay? And people are demanding, when they go in there, apparently, that it's false advertising, saying, in the picture, you're showing chips and a drink and a sandwich. And that's what you're advertising, and that's what I want for
$8. Oh, I didn't realize. So chips and a drink are in the picture of sub?
Yeah, because that's, in general, when a place, especially like a place is promoting food, they're actually going to show you
the only food.
They're going to show you the whole thing. And then if you try to recreate it, apparently the price is almost double that because you're adding a drink and chips. And people are going, and this guy said, hey, I'm just working at Jersey Mike's. But he turned to social media to post a video to say, everyone, stop yelling at me.
First of all, customers, look, what do you see here? Try a regular sub for $8.95 plus tax, right? That chicken salad? You don't get a chip and a drink. It's not a combo. Could the next one of you yell at me again? Look, listen. I don't know what type of attitude you're on. All that hooting and hollering ain't going to get you it.
So he says people keep harassing him, saying, I want that exact picture for $8.
He said they're hooting and hollering.
And the guy's going, I can't take it anymore.
Okay. All you have to do is talk about some false advertisement. Ain't nothing but no false advertisement. When it's right here in red, it says try a regular sub for $8.95 plus tax. When you talk about some false advertisement.
Now,
because it doesn't say combo. It doesn't say sub combo.
They show you the combo. A lot of times I'm convinced, I think Jersey Mike's sadly is a Pepsi operator. Are they Pepsi? They're not Coke, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can't remember. But I never
regardless,
get the soda.
I assume a lot of times that the soda brands are the ones that will oftentimes pay.
Oh, for the combo things?
To do the big printings because they want to include their products in there. Because why not, right? I assume that that's what it's all about. Of course, you know, you go in, you see it, you go, I'll take that. You point to the picture. They do purposely make it confuse. I'm not saying it is misleading intentionally. But
I think all deals are.
Right.
Even just taxes and fees and all that kind of underlying crap. You know, you think you're saving money, and really you're saving, like, what, $2, $3?
I mean, I don't want to go back to the whole $5 footlong fiasco from many years ago, but even that started with catchy jingle, $5 footlong, certain days, only certain things were $5. They changed the rules.
This is only one sub.
Right,
and I would argue their least popular sub. Chicken salad?
But I think what they try to do, and I get the same thing every time at Jersey Mike's.
You get turkey provolone, do you not?
Turkey provolone.
That's the sandwich.
Every time. Mike's way, no tomato, whatever. I think what they're doing over there, because they try to cycle stuff through.
Do you do cold cheese there, too?
Cold cheese, baby. It's all the only option is cold cheese. Dare I say hot cheese, just to mess up the system.
Because all you was thinking about that chip and the drink, that's what you was thinking about. Got me over here talking about something hooting and hollering. Hey, I need to get it. No, you don't. You're not going to get it.
This guy's, you know, making minimum wage, working Jersey Mike's. He doesn't want to deal with people harassing him for the free soda.
They try and take advantage of the system there. First of all, he has to deal with bread scoopers. They're really annoying. Then you have people that try and customize things. And then you go, I want a giant, but I actually want you to dress the giant in four different ways, and they try and get four different sandwiches out of it. I mean, they deal with some crap there.
If you want a free soda, do what everyone else has done for years. You ask for a water cup.
And wink, you fill wink, it 1,000 times.
And, right, and you stand there with little shots of Pepsi until you're satisfied.
Yeah.
And you do that thing where you look around and make sure no one's looking
at
you.
I just need a few chugs.
Or that move I watch a lot of people do where they do the, clearly they steal the soda and kind of do the oops. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought... They kind of do that thing. Oh, I thought it was water.
Yeah, oh, whoopsie. This is Mountain Dew again?
And by the way, everyone knows if you're going to go with the stealing of the soda, which is kind of a socially acceptable crime that gets committed a lot, at least don't steal the obvious. There used to be an art form to the stealing of the soda. And the art form was, I will steal Sprite or I will steal something else that
it's not clear liquid.
Resembles like it could be water. Now, there's no shame anymore. People are full-blown neon blue. I stole a whole cup of Powerade. Look at it.
Oh, I had a whole... last time I was in Jersey Mike's, there was a family of five that went up and said, can we please have 5 water cups? And then they went one by one to the soda fountain, and they filled up whatever the hell they wanted. And the person that worked there didn't care.
Now, what's next? You're going to ask, just go back behind the counter and just start putting meat in your water cup? Just filling it with meat? That's water cup.
Or you can maybe ask for extra meat, see if they do it. I've gotten a free cookie there a few times.
This poor guy's going to have a mental health breakdown because people... People are looking at the picture and demanding they get their chips and drink. And
would you like a chip and a drink for an upcharge? I can do that.
You know, Jersey Mike's will give you a free chocolate chip cookie if you're with a child.
Yes, I get a free cookie a lot.
And
when
if
I'm
you're
with
not
them.
With a child, and I've said this before, I said, hey, and I'm not trying to pull one over on them. I'm like, hey, I'm picking up this sub for my child. And they say, no child, no cookie.
Really?
They have to.
Pick one off the street.
A child?
Yeah, oh, just grab one.
You're talking about a street cookie.
I can do that. Shoot. Over here cutting up the day. 2 customers like that. What?
This guy's having a rough one.
Yeah,
so.
But it is unfair that they put the chips and the drink in the picture. They should just do the sub. It is misleading on purpose.
It's misleading, but maybe that's what makes you end up going, I'm going to order that. Now that looks like a complete thing. And I feel like that happens a lot around...
Because most people don't look at the price at the end. They assume they're getting a deal. It's like when you go to the grocery store and you buy something because it's on sale or there's a coupon, and then you don't even know if the coupon really took because they're right. just dooting.
We got a petty claims court to get to in a moment. I see already on the phone right now we have some roommates that are unhappy with each other about something that you could be dealing with at your house and or apartment. So we get into that after this, which means you have jury duty. Stick around, help us decide, and get yourself some access to our endless summer kegger all after this. Gavel of Justice has been brought into the K-Rock studios, which means it's time to meet some people that are battling over something that may seem small. So small that no one else would waste their time hearing it. But that's where we come in. We got tons of time to waste every single day, and we appreciate you letting us waste your time as well. But we need your help because you will be a jury in a moment. You're going to meet Kelly and Tiana. Ooh, it's sisters.
Nice.
These are sisters that live together, I guess. They've been roommates for 6 months. It's always weird when you live together growing up, then you separate, you go on, you do your things, and then you're somehow back together again.
Yeah, and I know that this is something, hey, you live together. So you live together at one point when you were in the same house, so kind of it's easy, like it's something you know, but it can really tear a family apart.
Something going on, and as a result, one of them has brought their other sister here for petty claims court. So without any further ado...
In the legal system, cases are tried from Supreme Courts to small claims court. But what about stuff that's too small for small claims court? This is petty claims court.
All right. Let's get to it. The sister that is bringing her other sister to us is, shocker, the older sister. The older sister likes to lay down the law. The younger sister's job is to fall in line.
What's the unofficial caretaker, the oldest?
Let me say hi to Kelly. Hey, Kelly, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock and welcome to petty claims court.
What's up, guys? We did.
So your sister has moved in with you, your younger sister, or you guys moved in together? I think that matters a lot before we get into the issue. Was it some one of your places first, or you moved into a brand new neutral place?
So it's my place, and she's kind of staying with me till she can get herself together.
And do you think that that's going to be temporary, or she's going to outstay her welcome?
It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
And you, just so I get this quite clear, you listen to our show, which is why you reached out to us for petty claims court. Your sister has no idea who we are or what this is.
That's right. Okay. I'm a loyal listener, and she's just out there in Spaceville.
Okay. Sounds like you guys have a nice relationship. Let's bring your sister on board. Once again, the jury of your peers will vote and determine who's right and who's wrong. Is this Tania?
Yes, it's Tanya.
That's some way to spell it. All right, Tanya, welcome to K-Rock and welcome to Petty Claims Court. Your sister has accused you of something. We don't know what it is just yet, but how do you think the living with her is gone?
You know, I feel bad because I shouldn't be there right now in my life, but I'm thankful that I have a sister that'll let me crash there for a few months until I get back on my feet.
Someone's buttering her. She's trying to butter her up early with a compliment.
I'm just so thankful for my beautiful sister. Smart move. Attractive and intelligent. Are you paying rent during this time period?
Yes.
You are paying rent. Fair share rent or like family rent? You're like, throw in 20.
Yeah.
Fair share.
It's not much.
Okay. Oh, got it. All right. Kelly, what is it that you're accusing your sister of? Once again, if you're just joining us, Kelly and Tanya are sisters, but now they are also roommates, and Kelly has brought her sister to Petty Claims Court for an issue that's unfolded over the last 6 months of living together. What's up?
So, like, it's not enough that I'm letting her, like, hang out at the house. This bee eats all my food, drinks my beer. She's one of these people that leaves, like, crumbs in the chip bag, like half a bowl of cereal in the box, and still calls that good and never replaces it. You know, she says, oh, I'll give you money for it. Never happens. Oh, I'll go by the store on my way. Never happens.
Well, I think that's the bigger issue of all of this is the person that doesn't want to be the, quote, finisher of the item because then they're responsible for throwing it out. And also, you go, who finished the chips? And clearly it was Tanya.
So they leave a spoonful of something.
So they leave enough. But the issue of what is enough, what is a serving versus what is just leavings. Mm-hmm. And she's leavings.
Bingo.
And it doesn't seem like she's contributing financially to the groceries at all, correct?
Correct, Allie. I'm going to go ahead and put her on blast. That's correct.
Okay, and then did she do this when you guys were kids, too? Was she the finisher and the lever?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's hard to break old habits. Tanya, do you care to defend yourself at all? Because I know it feels like you're on the defensive now and you're being attacked by your sister. But do you believe that you are leaving what would be considered a edible portion of this stuff? Or do you think that you are purposely leaving nothing but crumbs?
You know, I don't think I do it on purpose. You know, sometimes I just, you know, can't get up and get myself to the store. I hate going to the store. Literally hate going to the store is the worst thing for me. And Kelly is just, she's a better shopper and she buys the best snacks. So,
she loves to say that I make more money. She loves to say that I make more money. That's what this is.
Yeah, and she makes a little bit more, so she can, you know, she can take that.
There are certain people that are better shoppers, I'll be honest. Like, they just know, they come back from the store with good snacks. They know how to get the good snacks. They get the good stuff. And there's other people that suck at it.
I know. And I'm the better shopper in our marriage. My wife never goes to the store, and if she does, last time she went to the store, she came home with a giant Costco-sized box of baking soda.
Oh, that's right. What terrible.
What is that about?
She came up with that whole bucket of baking soda.
Like, what? Why do we need a lifetime supply of baking soda? Yeah, why would you buy this?
Terrible purchase. So Tanya, you're not doing this in a passive-aggressive way to get back at your sister at all. You think that you're leaving. Like, what would be an example specifically, Kelly, of the last thing you went to eat? And you go, oh, good, there's this left, and then you open it, and there was nothing there.
So I love a good cold Coke, right? And the rule, like the courtesy rule, is you never take the last thing of somebody's, right? You never take the last one. About three nights ago, I came home from work, went for that ice cold Coke, and guess what? Wasn't there.
And Tanya, how do you explain that?
Oh my gosh. I just was thirsty, you know? Oh my gosh. You know, it was in there. I was going to go to the store and replace it, and I never did.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like that's not like a once in a while thing. She says you never go to the store. Has there ever been a time that you've replaced anything that you can think of in the last 6 months?
No. No, probably not.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
All right.
It sounds like your only argument is that Kelly makes more money and should pay for you.
Yeah, and she's a better shopper, and she likes to go to the store. I don't.
That's exactly what my wife says to me. You like it.
Right.
Well, don't you know that you
all,
like it?
It's that Jedi mind trip stuff. You're good at this. You're better at this.
And we people like me are fishing for a compliment at every turn.
I know. I was like, am
like,
I know.
Thank you so much.
My wife told me for a while I was better at picking up the kids at school than she was. And I was like, you're goddamn right I am. And then I thought of my, what am I doing every day? Like a sucker.
How do you have to be good at it? You just pull up your car.
Yeah, anyone could do it. I just
you are good at sitting in your car, though.
I am great at sitting in my car. So she's got a point there. All right. Well, let's get to the final 10 seconds closing arguments. Then a jury of your peers will vote. If you're just joining us, it's a case between two sisters. They live together. Kelly is the older sister, but she opened up her house and her heart to Tanya, her younger sister, who's going through something. What, you just got divorced or break up recently, Tanya, is what it sounds like to me?
Yeah, had a nasty breakup.
Okay, fair enough. So sister did what sisters do, and she opened up her house. Nothing wrong with that, but now she says you are taking full advantage of fridge/snack privileges by finishing everything, including the last drinks, not replacing. But even worse than that, giving that whole false illusion that something does exist by putting the packaging back when there's nothing left in there.
Yeah,
nothing
that's egregious.
Worse. You know when you pull that like Oreo thing out and you're like, this feels weirdly light, but it's an Oreo.
And you just keep pulling and keep pulling.
Nothing like a half a
and there's like a half one that's
no
all broken.
Cream on it. Oh, it's the worst feeling you can have in the world. All right, 10 seconds closing arguments. Kelly, you get to go first. Go ahead.
You know, I love to have her. She's my sister. This is super annoying, but it would be really awesome if she could, like, once in a while Instacart maybe some groceries to the house or, you know, DoorDash or something like that. Even order it, I'll pick it up, something like that. But
I think
the bottom line is she's just
Time's up. Tanya, 10 seconds to try to get the jury on your side. They will vote. The first 100 texts, 800-520-1067, will determine if Tanya wins or if Kelly wins.
My sister Kel is the best shopper. She likes to go to the store and get the best snack. She's better at it. So I just let her do it. I don't understand the big deal about sharing snacks. We're sisters. We literally share everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sex toys?
And she does make more money, so she can afford it.
A kiss occasionally?
Yeah, many.
All right. Time well used. This song is called Loser. And in a moment, we will find out who is the loser in this relationship. Your votes will determine that at 800-520-1067. Tim and Paula on K-Rock.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
One of the biggest things I see... Most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, Download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Yes, that is in the new Spider-Man movie. It's called Loser. It's Tame Impala on K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. And in a moment, we're going to have the verdict to share with you from this petty claims court battle between Kelly and her sister, Tanya. Tanya went through a breakup. Kelly said, I'm your big sister. You can move in. And I guess for 6 months now, Tanya has been finishing snacks and not replacing, not refilling, not offering to do the shopping. She claims the argument, I would do it, but I hate going to the store. And let's be honest, Kelly is a better shopper and makes more money.
Yeah,
so that's a whole argument now that is brewing in the jury between freeloading versus making the good point that if that's something you're good at, you know, spread your wings and fly,
yeah,
you shopper.
I know. There are a lot of votes for Kelly, but also 323 wanted to vote for Tanya because everyone knows that feeling when you go visit your parents and you raid their fridge. It's a comforting feeling where,
great,
you know, you have this window where you can eat and drink whatever you want for free. And Tanya's just taking advantage of that for her sister.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, Tanya, but I mean, let's be honest. You go through a breakup. How much of Kelly's ice cream do you eat? How many pints of Ben and Jerry's? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a couple pints of Ben and Jerry's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the beers, I think, is egregious, too.
Josh,
the fact that it's alcohol, too.
Josh, you have a vote. We'll read the verdict in a moment, but final thoughts here quickly before we wrap it up and move on. Josh, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm on the side of Kelly here because, Tanya, let's be real here. No one likes a mooch, okay? I know that you're going through a really crappy situation, and we've all been there before, but if you're going to eat the rest of something, it's no more than just a text away to say, hey, I finished this. Can you stop by the store and get it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so finish, eat away, but just as a courtesy. If you want that cold soda when you get home, that's gone. Just to let you know. Maybe update, constant updates.
Just let them know, yeah.
I always like the idea of, I think people are very concerned about putting cameras around their house to monitor the ins and outs. I don't know why there's not more people that have live fridge cams, so you can see what's going on in there all the time.
That's a great idea.
You're right.
Maybe you're onto something.
Vanessa, note on the desk. Prototype, live fridge cams. Monitor what's happening. Nothing worse than getting home thinking you have a leftover waiting for you, only to realize it's not there.
You should take it a step further and make it like a hotel fridge where it's all weighted.
I like that.
So that it can notify you if something was moved or taken.
Someone has taken my last drink. Zeke?
Yo.
Are you doing woodworking right now, or what's happening over there?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm at the job right now, but you know I ain't tripping in nothing. They could wait. But check this out. This is all I got to say like this. I'm really going to say Kelly in the right, but in some real situation, I'm really going to vote for Tanya because I was in a similar situation when I paroled from prison. I didn't have a place to parole, so my brother let me stay at his house. And, you know, my brother is kind of like Kelly, this, you know, serious, oh, I need the money and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be like that. You know, the younger sibling is always going to be, you know, the fun, kind of get into something similar, you know, something bad, mm-hmm, stuff like that. But, you know, you're going to need the help. But at the same time, she's wrong because you got to get up and go find out with the groceries. You better clean the pad. You know what I'm saying? You better provide some smoke, provide something. You got to do something. You can't just sit there at the pad and expect your sister just because she make more money than you, for her to provide for you. You a grown-ass woman. You got to, mm-hmm, be out there and be able to go make your money. And not only that, but make sure you got to keep your sister happy because, remember, she's the one who's letting you stay at her house.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Not the other way around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the really good points. I understand you felt like you were a Tanya at one point in your life, but you also do have to contribute in some way, even if you can't contribute financially.
Yeah, you got to do something, you know? Like, if you can't provide the rent, but you could provide some smoke, or you, uh-huh, could provide some drink, or hey, something got to give. You know, you just can't be there for free because eventually it could be your sister. As much as she loves you, she's going to have to cut that cord and, you know, send you skipping.
I don't know what most of what he said, but sounds good. Tanya, are you providing any smoke?
You know, I clean more and I do smoke her out sometimes.
Okay. All right. So there you have it, Zeke. Richard, we'll give you the final word, and then Allie will read the verdict. We got to wrap up the show today, sadly. Go ahead.
Just put some phony expiration dates on there. Get a stamp from Staples,
uh-huh,
and put like a ridiculous phony date on there, you know, outdated maybe a year ago.
This expired in 83. That's a good
guess
idea.
Guess I better eat it.
That's good. That's
to
good.
Be a good sister.
It's a great tip if you're living with a roommate that's eating your stuff. Just go ahead and stamp some phony expiration dates,
yeah,
on stuff. All right, Allie, we've tabulated the votes now. Only one winner, one loser.
You guys understand that the verdict's final here, Petty Claims Court. Tanya Kelly, thank you for bringing your dispute to our show. And Tanya, maybe now that you are done freeloading off of all of Kelly's snacks, you'll freeload off some free radio and start listening to Klein Alley Show mornings. What do you think about that, huh?
I'm definitely going to tune in.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Just like you're definitely going to buy groceries?
You're definitely going to replace those Oreos.
All right,
Alley, let's go ahead.
Well, I tabulated the votes from text and from the YouTube live stream, and with 93% of the vote, Kelly, you have won,
Kelly.
And you're a very good sister.
Kelly, I think you knew that was going to happen because, you brought us an open shut case, and there was a few votes, for Tanya, but congratulations. Hey, moving forward, Tanya, here's the deal. If you finish anything, you will leave a $5 bill by the thing you finished.
Like a tip for the housekeeper.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. I like it.
And then Kelly can put that towards the fund. Or, you know, she's right, every once in a while, just keep one of them open and download some DoorDash or something like that. All right. Thank you for bringing the case to us. We have to wrap up the show. We're way behind. And who's in today? Is it Sluggo or is it Johnny? I can't keep
Sluggo.
Track.
Sluggo's back.
Oh, thank God. Sluggo's back. So there you go. Stick around. Listen to more K-Rock after us. All right. Takeaways from today's show. Allie, what do we got?
You know, before I get to takeaways, 562 said we need to invite Zeke to the kegger. We've never met Zeke before. Zeke should come. 816, my takeaway is when you have diarrhea, what comes out is a lot of E's.
Well,
apparently.
If I'm spelling it, that's true.
424, my takeaway is if something dies in your house, just put a cup over it.
Man, I'm gonna go. How many cups do you think I'm gonna go home to today?
I think it's gonna look like beer pong when you get home.
This is all dead cockroaches under cups that I've got to deal with.
You gotta figure out. 310, purple is the new blue. Thanks, Klein. 213, my takeaway is the answer is. Wait, what did I say? 650, pregnancy brain cancels out hurt brain. I think I proved that is not true. 818, one of Shakespeare's most famous plays was Juliet with Rome.
Yeah.
And 818, my takeaway, have you seen The Mummy? And let's see, 909, my takeaway is Jesus died for our roid rage.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you should listen to more of the show. Thank you for all of the contributions on the text line, for calling tomorrow. We have many more. We haven't been doing enough of this. Vanessa says we got a lot of these kegger opportunities tomorrow. So tomorrow we're going to start blowing out chances to come to our endless summer kegger, also known as the Clam Slam. Johnny, takeaway?
Is it brothers or brothers?
You have a takeaway there, Vanessa.
Don't trust the cake at Ralph's.
Well, I'm just saying something's going on. There's a cakespiracy. I'm going to get to the bottom of it today. I will have a full investigative report to deliver to you guys tomorrow.
This isn't over.
It's not over. It's far from over. It's actually just the layers are just getting deeper, like one of those layer cakes.
Gluten-free layers.
It's just keep more and more layers. The plot thickens. And there's still no ice cream.
No, there's no layer of ice cream.
Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is MSEW.
Oh, no. Vanessa cursed us 3 days in a row. Jake, you have a takeaway?
Yeah, we want the banging sister.
That's right. And finally, DJ Omar Khan.
Yeah. Klein's wife is not in elementary school.
She wanted to let us know.
I don't go to school.
That she does not go to school.
So there.
Well, we learned something today
on
the show. She did. Have a great day. We'll do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. If you need us in the meantime, there's a GOAT line for you, 844-956-GOAT, for your comments, critiques, and criticisms. Or if you'd rather, you can just find us on the Instagram, YouTube, and everywhere else. All right, goodbye.
Klein and Allie, it's just okay. Do-do-do. Klein and Allie. It's just okay.
Oh.
Glenn and Allie. It's just okay. Just okay. Do-do-do.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.